Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eshet Torah. Our text is Life is Now. We're in chapter 55, the 4 for Self-Creation program. I have developed a personal development program that is called 4 for Self-Creation. The number 4 stands for 2 groups of 4. There are 4 major factors that create your life: your self-talk, your self-image, your goals, and your traits and states. So number 1, your self-talk. This is your constant flow of thoughts. Realizing that you have the ability to choose what you are saying to yourself in the present enables you to upgrade the quality of your entire life, moment by moment. Being aware of your present patterns of self-talk is the first step in upgrading what you habitually say to yourself. The second step is to be totally and intensely resolved to improve the quality of your self-talk. For example, say to yourself, "I would love to upgrade my self-talk." Now say something else, like, "Yes, that would be great. I will make the effort to upgrade my flow of self-talk. And I feel good that I am talking to myself about creating my way of being in the direction that I wish to go." If you instead said something pessimistic about your upgrading your self-talk, you can now say to yourself, "I'm glad that I realized that I said what I said to myself. I'll keep conditioning my mind to speak more positively to myself. As I keep practicing positive self-talk, it will become an automatic positive habit." So that's number 1 of the 4. Number 2. So number 1 is your self-talk. Number 2 is your self-image. How you view yourself is a key factor in what you will be thinking, feeling, saying, and doing. Every positive statement you make and every positive action you take is part of the lifetime process of building who you are. We each have a belief about who we are and what we are able to do and accomplish. Regardless of what we thought a moment ago, right now in the present, we can upgrade our belief about ourselves. Become more aware of your strengths and positive qualities. Identify with them. Keep on developing your skills and talents, your positive traits and states. The Torah concept of who we are is what we are created, is that we are created in the Creator's image. We are children of the Creator. Each and every individual needs to realize that the universe was created for him. This means that the world is ours to appreciate and benefit from. This also means that we are responsible for the entire world. We need to do whatever we can for as many people as we can. So the more kindness, we do many things we can do. An essential thing that we can all do is pray to the Almighty for the welfare of others. When we were young, the most important people in our lives were very instrumental in creating our self-image. Now in the present, you have the ability to improve how you view yourself. Make it a habit to say to yourself, "My self-image keeps growing and developing each and every day with every positive thing that I say and do." Number 3 is your goals. A young child has the goals of a young child. A teenager has the goals of a teenager, regardless of how lofty. An adult has the goals of whatever he believes is possible and important. The more we build our inner resources, the more we will be able to achieve and accomplish. Meaningful goals create a meaningful life. Every goal that you reach increases your belief in your ability to keep making and reaching more goals. Therefore, setting and reaching even minor goals fosters your habit of making and reaching goals. Some of the greatest achievers in the world begin by practicing with tiny goals. Build your skill by marking off 10 or 20, even 50 goals a day for a week. For example, now I make it my goal to make a blessing on drinking water, and then I will drink a glass of water. As soon as you make a blessing on the water and drink the water, you have reached 2 goals. Now I make it my goal to put on my right shoe and then my left shoe. You can consider putting on your shoes, 1 goal or 2 goals. Either way, you have added to your mental collection of reaching goals. Then there are breakthrough goals. These are the really big goals that will have a major positive impact on your life. Mentally picture yourself reaching a breakthrough goal. Then follow through. Every breakthrough goal upgrades your self-image. When you view yourself as a person who can make and reach important goals, you upgrade your entire life. Number four, your traits and your states. Your character traits are your personal patterns of thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. Developing positive traits is an essential part of our mission in this world. A person who usually experiences happiness and joy is said to be a happy and joyful person. His thoughts, feelings, words, and actions all reflect his trait of happiness and joy. Even if you haven't made a specific positive trait habitual, you can still access or create the positive state in any given moment. Your mental and emotional states are temporary feelings and behaviors. They're your moment-by-moment experiences of an event. When we are in our best states, we think, speak, and act at our best. Even a person who is not usually happy and joyful can still have moments of happiness and joy. When he experiences joy, he is in a joyful state. Mastering the ability to be in the mind-body state that's best and most appropriate for any given moment is one of the most valuable skills that a person can master. It's impossible to always be in the state we would wish to be in, but little by little, we can increase our ability. This book focuses on creating more moments of four of the most important traits and states. Now we're going to say, what are those four important traits? Number one is joy. When we think, speak, and act in ways that are conducive for joy, we will feel more joyful. Right now, in any present moment, you can choose to create a moment of joy. This book tells you how. Number two, courage. When we think, speak, and act in ways that are consistent with courage, we build this quality in our mind and brains. This makes it easier for us to access this state at will. When you experience a moment of courage, in that moment you can speak and act in ways that bring out your best traits. In your moments of courage, you are not stopped by thoughts or feelings of fear. Courage to strive for your most meaningful goals elevates your quality of life. Every time you speak or act courageously, you're building your trait of courage. Love. Love for our Creator is a constant mitzvah. Every time you say, I love you, Hashem Yisbarach, you fulfill this commandment. When you are grateful to the Creator for your very life and for all that you have, a brain, hands, feet, eyes, ears, and anything specific that you can benefit from, you experience positive feelings. Love for our Creator is the highest spiritual level a person can attain in this world. The more we reflect on this lofty concept, the more we elevate the quality of our lives. When a person loves the Creator, he will love speaking and acting with kindness. This was the attribute of Abraham. He had kindness and compassion for everyone he encountered. Creating more moments of love for the Creator and love for kindness is healthy for you and your soul and your body. And then there is serenity. Serenity is an inner calm, and it's an inner calm that's conducive for clear thinking. It is a state of well-being. We are frequently in this state when we were infants, and we're free from the stress. Once we develop the ability to think, we can think our ways to serenity, or the opposite. It's not realistic to strive for to always be serene each moment of each day, but we can create many moments of serenity.